There is a showdown coming on sequestration again. This morning we spoke with Democratic Virginia Congressman Jim Moran, who says across-the-board cuts just don't make any sense.
It's the most irrational, irresponsible way to reduce the deficit. Every program, project, and activity gets cut equally.
Joining us live now, Republican Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman. Congressman, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. How are you this morning?
We're okay. Now, when we talked to Jim Moran, he was not feeling very optimistic of a resolution. How about you? Do you think this can get solved before the first?
Well, I think it has to, and I think we have to go in there each day believing that it can be done. I think that's the basis upon which action will eventually occur. So, and this is not the way to go about making these reductions in the budget. Just as Congressman Moran said, it's irrational to do this in this across-the-board way. And, of course, you know, we've spoken about that for months, actually right after the Budget Control Act passed, to urge Congress to actually get down into the details of the budget and figure out where these reductions can be made, to not do them in this baloney slice manner where you cut across the board. And now these cuts get exacerbated, too, because now you're squeezing them into a much shorter time frame, which really makes the cuts even more severe.
There seem to be a number of members in both parties who feel like they can allow sequestration to hit and still emerge as sort of a political victor over the other party.
Well, I think you have to look at what's best for the country. I don't think that this ought to boil down to political victories. It ought to be, what are we doing to make sure that we defend this nation? What are we doing there to make sure that we provide for our men and women that volunteer to put themselves in harm's way, and to make sure that this isn't disruptive to this nation strategically, that it's not disruptive to the nation economically? All those aspects, I think, need to be considered. You have to put the country first on this. And in this case, I think this just screams out to say, let's get this done. Let's do this in a rational, thoughtful way.
Are you saying that the others aren't putting the country first?
Well, I'm saying that if when they consider the decisions that they have to make, if they put the country first, then they'll end up making the right decisions. I know a lot of folks look at it and say, well, strategically you can do this or to do that, but you know, at the end of the day, I think all members, if they look at it in their heart of hearts and put the country first, then they'll end up doing the right thing.
As proper as that sounds, do you think it's likely?
Well, I hope so. I've been talking to a lot of members there to let them know how disruptive and harmful this will be if we let these cuts go in place on our military, to try to give them an understanding of the depth of what this will mean to our military. So I'm hoping more and more members on the Hill understand that. I know I've been talking to every member that I can come across to let them know how disruptive this will be and how harmful this will be to this nation's defense. And, you know, serving as the chairman of the Readiness Subcommittee, I hear it every day in what we see will happen to our men and women in uniform.
Right.
And my job is to make sure I talk to others and give them those types of details so they can understand the depth of this. It may be, you know, not readily apparent to those folks that aren't on the Armed Services Committee or don't understand the details of the elements of what will happen with these cuts and what it will do to our military.
Let me ask you this, because it may be fundamental to a lot of voters who look at Congress as their elected representation. They don't hire lobbyists. They have elected representation. But if the polls say that they want Congress to cooperate and to come up with a compromise deal, if Congress doesn't do that, are they ignoring the interests of the voters?
Well, I think absolutely you have to listen to the voters and understand that their frustration is, let's get things done. And believe me, I understand and appreciate that frustration, because I feel the same way, to see the things that need to get done and that we need to be focusing on areas of agreement, not those areas upon which we disagree. And these issues are so large that we have to get these things done. And that's where the public is on this. And I think, yes, members do need to listen to that. They do need to keep that in mind and say, our efforts here need to be to get things done. Let's find those areas of agreement and make these things happen, because we know the alternatives are not the place that we want to be. And, you know, I argue, too, that we have a constitutional duty to make sure we provide for this nation's defense. And by any measure, by the Senate, the House, Democrat, Republican, executive branch, by any measure, everybody has said how harmful these sequestration cuts will be. So I think there's agreement across the board about the impact that this will have. So I think if you put that first and remember those men and women that volunteer to serve this nation, you know, I think that will really hopefully compel members of Congress to say, you know, at the end of the day, we need to get this done, in addition to, you know, what their constituents are telling them, and that is, hey, we don't mind the vigorous debates, but at the end of the day, find those areas upon which you agree and get things done.
Congressman, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Mike and Bruce, thank you so much.
Rob Whitman, a Republican congressman from Virginia. Earlier this morning, we spoke with Democrat Jim Moran.